Have you seen, dear friends, a special someone receive a special gift at Christmas? You can see it in the recipient's eyes. It's love. Or maybe you've noticed the expression on mom's face as she has prepared and her family now delights in a delicious dinner at Christmas. It's love. Have you seen or will you see a few stretched necks here tonight during this service as mom and dad or as grandpa and grandma try to get a good look at their son or daughter, their grandchild, as they're saying a part or singing a song? Again, the power of love. Christmas is a season of love. And so this evening, we are going to just briefly reflect upon Christmas love. And we'll remember that the basis of Christmas love is action. Action that defines Christmas, and action that pinpoints the ultimate purpose of Christmas. The action that defines Christmas can be easily found at the beginning of the Gospels in the New Testament. We turn to Matthew chapter 1, and we hear the angel's familiar announcement to Joseph, where the angel said, "Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The very first action that we hear in this verse could be described as wondrous. Mary's going to give birth to a son. Every birth is wondrous. Every birth is a miracle. And yet at the same time, birth is just a normal, natural occurrence. What sets this birth apart is, of course, the naming of this child. Naming him Jesus, because Jesus means God saves. God saves. That's the most wondrous action. The meaning of your name and of my name doesn't necessarily describe who we are or what we do, but the name Jesus tells us exactly who he is and what he does. Jesus is God, and Jesus saves. When the angel told Joseph what to name Mary's child, there was no missing what this child would do. He would save his people from their sins. That's love in action. That's the basis of Christmas. God's love given to us in an infant. God's love given to us in Jesus, our Savior. The ultimate purpose of Christmas is also defined by God's perfect love in action. In 1 John chapter 3, we read, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us." Yes, Jesus did come, and he came to save his people from their sins. And he came to do this through the greatest act of self-sacrifice. Because you see, Jesus' desire to save us was far greater than his desire to preserve his own life. And the love of this baby, the love of baby Jesus, would be on full display just over three decades later when he would shed his blood to wash away our sins. That action, that selfless loving action of his sacrifice on the cross, that's the essence of the purpose of Christmas. He will save his people from their sins. Who are His people? No one is to be left out. Jesus came to save everyone, including you and me, including your neighbor and your distant cousin, including the homeless and the affluent, including your coworker and your classmate. He came for everyone. His people includes every nation. It includes every tribe, every language. His people is everyone. Our service theme, "The Savior Has Come," expresses action. The action of a humble, special birth. The action of a perfect life. The action of an innocent death. The action of a glorious resurrection and ascension. All of which were planned to save us from our sins. All of which were planned to give us a certain hope for our future. A future that will never end. God's biggest concern in sending His Son was not His own feelings, even though we can only imagine how much it must have wounded His heart to see His Son suffer. No, His biggest concern in sending His Son was you. And making sure that you could appear one day at heaven's gates without that load of sin that would otherwise keep you out. That's why God sent. That's why God sacrificed His Son. And that's true love. That's perfect love. That's love in action. Christmas, a season of love. It exists because of God's love. Again, John tells us, "This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." The foundation of Christmas love and joy is our Savior's love. And you know, His love reaches far beyond December 25th. And it's His desire that our joy reaches far beyond December 25th, that it reaches with perfect joy into eternity. So, what about your distant cousin, your co-workers? What about your classmates? What about those with much and those with little? Those that are near and those that are far? What about your neighbor? Well, in response to this perfect Christmas love of God, go. Go and love them. Love them so that they can see and they can learn of God's love as it reflects off of you. No doubt, you can express Christmas love as you give gifts to one another. No doubt, you will express Christmas love by preparing and enjoying a special meal this time of year. But the very best way, the best way that you can express your love to others at Christmas and throughout the entire year is to share what the true meaning and the true purpose of Christmas is. It's Jesus. And it's salvation. It's having peace, true peace, knowing that heaven is your home, because that baby is your Savior. That's the Christmas love that we celebrate this evening as we focus on the theme, "The Savior Has Come." Amen.